Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Limud in Sefer Shmuel, and we are in Shmuel Aleph, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. Vahilas Kufas Hayamin, Batar Chana, Batelet Bain, Batikra Shmuel Shmuel, Kimi Hashem Shil Tiv. So it was after a certain period of time, Chana became pregnant, Mazel Tov, Shal Tov Umitzlachas, she gave birth to a son, and she called him Shmuel, Kimi Hashem Shil Tiv. And the Pasuk continues, by the way, before we continue, this year should be Lili Nishmas Esther Basr Shmuel, Chana Basr Bitzak Yona. So Elkanah and his household went up to sacrifice to Hashem the zebach hayamim, the zebach of the Targum Yonasan has it, the zebach of the moed, and the Yonkelus renders it, the Das Mikra renders it zebach hayamim, that the zebach that he was Makriv every year, Ves Nidro, and also the Nidarim that he had made during the year, he went to be Makriv, and he came up together with his family to Shiloh. V'chana lo alas, v'chana didn't go up, ki amra Elisha, she said to her husband, Ad yigamel anar v'hav Yosef, until the child weans, and then I will bring him, v'niras p'nei Hashem, and then he will be seen by Hashem, when you go up, yera ekol zechurcha, he will be seen by Hashem, v'yashav sham, and then he'll sit there, he'll sit in the Mishkan, ad olam, forever. So, what is this Vayashav Sham Ad Olam? He will sit there forever. So there was a very beautiful Tiferes Shloime from the Radomsker, quoted by the Bear Moshe, who says that Shmuel Hanavi never went to Gan Eden, that he just sits in the Beis HaMikdash and he davens for the Jewish people. And that's Ad Olam. So Shmuel Hanavi is always there davening for us. And so says Reb Chaim Vital, that he once saw in a dream that there was an empty space in Gan Eden, and they said, because Shmuel's not here. Shmuel's down there, busy davening for the Jewish people, and he's in Yerushalayim. And that's what it means. Moshe Aaron b'cho'ana, v'shmuel b'korei shemo, korim el Hashem, v'hu yanin. So it equates Moshe Aaron and Shmuel, and it's korim, present tense. And why dafka Shmuel? Because the Svarim say that when Chana davened, it's meduik in the Pesukim, she was davening for Tzara Shechina. Maybe we mentioned it in an earlier shir. Not for herself. So Chana was very conscious, very caring of the Tzara Shechina. So the male, she was zocha to a son, Eli, who was also conscious for the Tzara Shechina, and constantly davens for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's Vayashav Sham Ad Olam. That's Alpi Jerush. And we also learn out from here that Ad Olam, as Rashi says, the Olamim Shelavim is 50 years. They work until they're 50. And he went up when he was 2, after he was weaned. 2 years old, the Gemara says. So 50 plus 2 is 52, and that's how many years Shmuel lived. It also says, V'chana lo ala, so she didn't go up. Aye, what about the mitzvah of Simcha? So the Gemara in Chagigah and Avavah ben Aleph says that she saw that Shmuel was very fragile, and she didn't want to risk it and bring him up. The traveling would have been too much for him. So the Rinas Yitzchak says that according to those Rishonim who say that a woman isn't chayiv herself in Simcha, it's the husband's chiyuv to misamech the wife. So it's not a problem, she wasn't chayiv herself, so she could stay on with Shmuel. According to the Rishonim who say a woman is chayiv in Simcha, how come she didn't go up? So there are a number of possibilities. One possibility is that it was a sakana. It was pashut, it was dangerous to bring Shmuel up, and she didn't want to risk his life. It's pikuach nefesh, it's doche. However, Rabbeinu Chananel says that she was pater from simcha because, or from re'iyah, from simcha, because cholo misham shayim, p'turim in re'iyah. Because those who are sick and those who are taking care of them are pater from re'iyah. And he's referring to the levush in Orachaim simatav reish mem, even though the Rabbeinu Chananel lived much before the levush. But the Levush was mechabin to Rabbeinu Chananel, however you want to look at it, that when we say in the Gemara that cholim misham shem are p'turim in asukah, it's not a special din in sukkah, it's a din in kol ha'tara kula, that a cholim, those who serve the chol are pater, osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. So you know why she was pater? Because she was osek b'mitzvah, she was taking care of Shmuel. And according to that, you have to say that it wasn't just a suffix whether or not he was going to get sick. It was vada that if he goes up, he's going to get sick, and therefore, she's osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. If it was a suffix, she has to risk it. Unless you say it was pikuach nefesh. So it was either that it was pikuach nefesh, if he goes up, or, probably more likely, she was just osekes b'mitzvah, and therefore, she's p'tura min ha-mitzvah. Plus it continues, it says, Ve'yomer la Elkana Yisha, Asi atov b'inayach, Shvi advim lecho so, do what is good in your eyes, her husband tells her, sit until you wean him, Ach yakeim Hashem es dvar, God should fulfill his word, Vateshev ha'isha v'tinek es benad gam lo so. And the woman sat, Vatenek es benad, she nursed her child, Ad gamla oto, until she weaned him. So, what is Ach Yakeim Hashem Estvaro? So the Rinas Yitzchak brings from one of the Rishonim that Pshat is that Asher Yakam Hashem is Tvaro, God should fulfill his word that he spoke in the mouth of Moshe. What did God say to Moshe? That there's going to be a prophet like Moshe. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yikim l'cha Hashem elokecha. There's going to be a prophet like Moshe, and that's what Shmuel's going to be. She is a shaku kamo. As it says, Moshe v'aram l'cho anab, u'shmuel b'kar reishimah. It's mashma from this parish that Shmuel was equal to Moshe Nevuah. The Radak says later on, and Daf Yud Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, from the Medrash Shmuel, that he was Rabban Shel Nevi'im, the Radak. And this is the same lashon we find in the Rambam about Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabban Shel Nevi'im. So it's mashma that he was, possibly that he was in the same level as Moshe Nevuah. And the Radak in Yoel writes that there could be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, this is all very shver, because the Rambam says that the seventh article of faith is that there can never be a Navi like Moshe. So how can you possibly equate Shmuel with Moshe? So the Gra says, Taka, it's not true. Shmuel wasn't a Navi as great as Moshe. God promised there'll never be a Navi as great as Moshe. He was a great Navi, but not as great as Moshe. And in fact, the Radak in Tehillim in Perek Tzadi Tes, Pasuk Vav, says that he wasn't equal to Moshe, but he was greater than all other Nevi'im after Moshe. There's a Yalkut in Parsha Shoftim, on the Pasuk of Navi Mikirbucha Me'achecha Kamoni Yikim L'cha, that Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Simon, Pasach, he opened up and he said, Navi Akim Lehem Mikirbuchecha Kamocha, Ksivalokam Navi Yod B'Yisrael Kamoshe. What do you mean there's going to be a Navi like Moshe? Shtaitin Pusik, there is no such thing as a Navi like Moshe. So the Medrash explains, Kamocha B'Tochachos. So maybe that's what it means in our Pasuk also, that Shmuel is Kamocha B'Tochachos. Yakeim Hashem es Tvaro, that God's going to fulfill His word. There's going to be a great Navi who really knows how to be Mochich the Jewish people, and that's going to be Shmuel HaNavi. So the pasuk continues, and it says, Vataleu ima kasher gamalto tu beforim shlosha veifachat kemach v'nevel yain v'tivyeu beis Hashem shilo v'hanar noar. So it's interesting that earlier on in the pasuk he's called a nar, adigamel hanar, and also here he's called a nar. He's not a lad yet. We're talking about a baby, and in this pasuk 2 years old. So we see elsewhere in Chumash that a baby can be called a nar, like it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. He named nar boche. When they opened up the box, there was a nar that was crying, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though my favorite pshat in that pasuk is the nar is actually referring to Aaron. He named nar boche when he was worried about his brother, so Aaron was crying. But in Pash, this is talking about Moshe. Rashi there says, Kolo Kenar. So here also the Nar is referring to the baby, to Shmuel. And again, it says that the Bataleu Imo, when she went up with Elkanah brought her up. When she went up with Elkanah, her husband, to bring Karbanos to Chilo, the Parim Shlosha. So the Radak says, Mehem lechol, mehem lezboch l'Hashem. So some to eat, and some to bring as a carbon to Hashem. So it could be, the Das Mikra suggests, that one of them was an Ola, and the two of them were Zivchei Shlamim. You just, you bring Shalmei Simcha. You bring, it could also be a carbonus for a Toda, Zivchei Toda, Ve'efa Achas, and some flour, Kemach v'nevel yayin for nesachim. She brought yayin, and she brings it to Beis Hashem Shilo, v'hanar noar. And the young man was noar, was serving. He was a mishares. Sometimes you see that a nar is a servant. Vayishchetu asapar. So he came there, he came to the Mishkan to serve. Vayishaltu es hapar, vayaviu es hanar el eli. And the shochtim shechted the par, and then they brought the lad to Eli. And he wanted to, he says, to be mechanechim in Torah and Mitzvahs, the Radak says, Rashi says, to see that the Nevuah was fulfilled. In any event, this pasuk we discussed at great length, and the truth is I have a taiva to discuss it more, because here comes the whole sugi of Shechita Ksheira Bizar, not Ksheira Bizar, and the whole argument between Eli and Shmuel, and he was more Halacha B'fnei Rabbo, but we discussed that at great length in the other Shiurim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life, maybe we'll get through the Navi and we'll come back to it. V'tomer pi Adoni, chay nafshcha Adoni, So she says, Pi Adoni, which is a polite way of asking for a shus. Chay Navshcha Adoni, it's a lashon of Shavua. Ani Ha'isha Hanitzevis Imcha Bazel L'Espal El Hashem. I was the woman who stood before you to pray to Hashem. El Anar Hazeh Hespalolti, I davened for this child. Vayiten Hashem Lias She'ilasi Asher Sha'alti Me'imos. This works very nicely, but we learned earlier that they brought the Nara to Eli to show that his nevuah has been fulfilled, and that's exactly what Chana says to him now. This is the God gave me the child that I asked of him. V'gam Anochi Hishalti U'LaHashem Kol Hayomim, and now I'm giving him to Hashem all of his days. He's going to be mustered to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Haya, all the days that he will be, all the days that he will live. Hu Sha'ul El Hashem, Hu Sha'ul Hashem. He is given over to Hashem. Vayishtachu Sham Hashem, and they bow down there to Hashem. Who is Vayishtachu? So Rashi says Shmuel. Some say Elkanah. And so, what's this Hishtachavaya all about? So that, if my memory serves me correctly, we discussed in a previous year, and we talked about how Hishtachavaya is a lashon of thanks, is an act, it's an expression of thanking, and others say that it's taking rishus before you leave, hanifter me rabo, and that's what we talked about in the previous shir. But here, it's more likely that it was just thanks. The leaving we spoke about on an earlier pasuk before she left, and now she's about to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Das Mikra thinks that this is that Pshuto Shel Mikra is that Shmuel bowed down, and he is, by bowing down, he's agreeing to what she said, and now she starts Tefilas Chana. What's interesting, before we get to that, is that it says in Bereishis Rabbah that Chana lo nifka da'ela b'schus hashtachavaya, that Chana was remembered, Chana was given this child in the schus of the fact that she was mishtachavet. The only problem is that she was mishtachava afterwards. So, what do you mean she was this was afterwards? What do you mean she was given a child because she was bowed down? She only bowed down after she was given the child. So the Rinas Yitzchok says that in Tehillim on the pasuk of Hotzi Amimazgir Nafshi, take me out of the closed inness of my soul, Lahodas Hashemecha, to thank your name, Biyachtiru Tzadikim Tzigmol Alai. So the Tzura says that I want to thank you that before, even before the Nes happens, the Mitzvah says that in order to get the Yeshua, you already have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mitzvah says in that pasuk, that you want a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so thank him in advance. Why? Because not thank him in advance. In advance, you have to know that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to save you is in order to receive the thanks. Shehauda ha-siba li-Yeshua she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshiach Adam kedei she-Yuchal la-Hodos. The Hoda is the Siba of the Yeshua. Why does God save us? In order that we should be able to thank. And that's what it means. Hotzia mi-Mazgir Nafshi. Take me out of my soul being closed in. La-Hodos ha-Shemech, in order to thank you. In other words, that's why I want you to take me out. Because I want to be able to thank you. And the Malbim and that Pasuk, I always love learning Malbim. He says that there are two gains when I thank you. Number one, I can thank you. And number two, other people also thank you. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Bi yachtiru tzadikim. Because of me, the tzadikim will crown you, God. Will put a keser on you. Ki sigmal alai, because you gave me this Yeshua. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see from here, saves a person in order that the person should be able to thank. Now, some of Farshim say, the Ralbag and others, that Vayishtachu Sham Lashem is talking about Eli. That Eli bowed down to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he saw the nes that had happened to Chana. So maybe that's what it means when the Medrash says that Chana was remembered. Chana was given this child, B'schus Hishtachavaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved her in order that Chana and other tzaddikim like Eli should bow down and thank him. Hotziyam emasgir nafshi lahodos eshemecha. God, I want you to give me a salvation so that I can thank you. And be achtirut tzadikim, the tzadikim will also be able to thank you. And that's what happened here. That both Chana was able to thank him, and tzadikim Eli was also able to thank him. And that's why yishtachu sham l'Hashem. They both bow down. Both Chana and Eli, and that's why Hashem does the Yeshua. Hashem does the Yeshua so we can appreciate the Yeshua. Right, we know Adon Olam Asher Malach, but Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. God was Melech before the world, but Leis Nasav Cheftzo Kol. After He created the world, as Hashem Melech Shemo Nikra, then He's called Melech. So, God wants us to be called Melech. God wants us to have the schus of appreciating Him. So that's why the Medrash says that she was Nifkad B'schus Hashtachavayis, that eventually she'll be able to thank Him. So we think that God saved us in order to save us, and then because we have an obligation, we come and we thank Him. We don't realize that the whole Yeshua was in order that we should be able to thank Him. So we should never have to make a Suda Sodaya, because we should only have good things. Usually people make them after something bad happens and then they're saved from it. But it's a good drush, it's a good word for a Suda Sodaya. That the whole thing happens that we can make this Suda, that we can all get together and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His Yeshua. So now we get to the famous Tfilas Chana, and I refer you to an earlier shiur where we told a beautiful story about the Tfilas Chana, about the couple that was saying Tfilas Chana, that they hadn't had children for many years, and then they had three children, Shmuel, Elkanah, and Eli. Shmuel, Elkanah, and Chana, and Ayin Sham, shiur that we were zocha to give, and in the first parak, and now, Baruch Hashem, we proceed on to the second parak. Vatispalel Chana vatomar, Olatz libi b'Hashem, Rama karni b'Hashem. Chana davened to Hashem. And this is called Tfilas Chana. And she said, Olatz libi b'Hashem. That I have simcha rabba. I have this great simcha with Hashem. Rama karni b'Hashem. That my horn has been raised. In other words, my honor has become great, my koach has become great with the help of God. Rachav pi aloi vai, my mouth has been able to laugh at the downfall of my enemies. And as the Radak says, not only to Penina, but all those who made her miserable when she was barren. Ki samachti, because I was happy, bishua secha, in your salvation, Radak, that you saved me from my tzara, and you gave me a son. So in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the name of Medrash Yelamdeinu, it says that from here you see that women are chayv in tefillah, because Chana davened 18 brachas, and it goes through what Chana said, and you see the 18 brachas. You see Rama Karni Bashem is an allusion to Magen Avram. Hashem Mei Misu Machaya is a remez to Machaya Mesim. It says Ein Kadosh Kashem, it's a remez to Akel HaKadosh, and it goes through the whole all of Tfilas Chana, and it finds an allusion to the 18 brachas. So, what's interesting is that the Magen Avraham says that midoraisa, a woman doesn't have to daven. Midoraisa, all a woman has to do is to say a bakash in the morning, and she's yotzei with that. So, it's mashma here, not like that. It's mashma in the Medrash that women mamish have to say yudches brachas, and it's not enough to say a tefillah and a nusach mekutzer. And Reb Chaim Brisker brought in the Sefer Siach Tefillah. He doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. He says, Pashtus Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is that women are chayv in 18 brachas. Pashtus Lashon HaRambam is that women are chayv in 18 brachas. So, what's this whole business of a woman just asking for saying a bakasha and that's genuk? So when Brisk Dafka, it says in the Mishpat Zav, in Brisk their Makba, that women should say all 18 brachas. And that's what we learn from Chana. However, we have to understand the Medrash. Who says that from here you see Tefillah Zachov? Maybe it's only a Rishas. Who says she didn't do it Petaras Chiyuv? And it wasn't exactly the 18 brachas. It was only Me'ayim the 18 brachas. And it wasn't only that. There were also additional things. So, it's a little difficult how the Medrash learns that women are Chayv in Tefillah. But that we leave as an open question. Sweetest friends, Rachav pi aloi vai, my mouth will open against my enemies, ki samachti bishua secha, because I am happy in your salvation. So says the Yalkut Shimoni, ze echad min ha mikros, this is one of the psukim, Sheyisuashen shel Yisrael Yeshuaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the salvation of the Jewish people is the salvation of God. And it's said by Chana, because Chana was davening for the Tzar HaShechina. It says, Vatispalel al Hashem. She davened for Hashem, it wasn't for her own sorrow. So that's what the Nefesh HaChaim says, that you're supposed to daven for Tzar HaShechina, and that's what Chana was doing. So not only was she davening for the Tzar HaShechina, but she was happy. What was she happy about? Bishuasecha. That God was saved. For the Yeshua Kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when the Jewish people are saved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saved. So that's what it means so beautifully. Kisamachti, I was so happy. Bishuasecha, God, that you're saved, now you're happy. When I have a child, you're happy. Kaviyachal. And it's amazing, this tefillah of Chana, the Gruz says, and you can take the Gruz word for it, that there's a remez in all to all the nisim and the flaws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Am Yisrael from the time of Avram Avinu until Bias Goel. And all it's composed of 10 psukim, Kamnagad the Aseres Hadibros. And everything is encompassed in these 10 psukim, which are connected to the Esther Spheros. And there's a lot of tifkait here. And there's actually a sefer that was written by Rav Brev the Shlita called Tfilas Chana to explain the Perish HaGura to Tfilas Chana. So I don't have that sefer, but I definitely would like to get a hold of it. Because when you're talking about the Gra, you're talking about the best Torah there is around. I'm saying I don't want to, obviously not to degrade anybody else, but the Gra is the Gra. The grub like the grub. You can have many generations and the grub will always be the grub. So he explains Tfilas Chana. So that's a very, very holy tefillah. And it's a very big schus that we're able to learn the tefillah even if we don't completely comprehend all of the secrets of this tefillah. But b'chol zot, it's still good to learn what we can learn. So the Yalkut HaGadol, it says in this pasuk of Olatz Libi Bashem, my heart was glad with Hashem, that Gadol Kochan Shel Tzadikim She'ena Olam U'Malo Mekalsin LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'Chetzi, that the whole world that the Tzadikim are greater than the whole world. The whole world only thanks Hashem with a half a name. As it says, Kol Neshama Tehalel Ka, it only says Shem Yud Kei. But tzaddikim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a shem shalim. As it says, Ranenu tzaddikim b'shem, yudkei vavkei, and alatz libi b'shem, yudkei vavkei. So what's this that the world praises Hashem with a half a name, and tzaddikim praise Hashem with a full name? What's this all about? So in the Rinas Yitzchak, he mamish brings such a beautiful explanation. He says that we know that there are 28 times, al pi Kabbalah, 14 good times of rachamim and chesed, and that's keneged the Yud Kei, the first two letters of Hashem's name, that there's no shlita of chitzonim, that there's no dark side, there's no evil powers, and then there are 14 itim, there are 14 times mitzad hadin, and that say the mekubalim is keneged vav hei, the second two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So we have the first two letters Yud Kei, those are the 14 times the mekubalim tell us of tov. That's the Yud Kei, and then the Vav Kei is connected to 14 times of Din. So the whole world only praises Hashem with Yud Kei, Mitzad HaTov. When good things happen to them, people praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. I have children, I have health, I have so many wonderful things. What's the Vav Kei? The Vav Kei is the latter part of Hashem's name. That's Midas HaDin. The Tzadikim praise Hashem with a full name, meaning they praise Hashem when good things are happening and when unpleasant things are happening. I don't want to say bad. There is no bad. And that's the secret of this medrash. That it's saying that the tzaddikim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with Yud Kei, where the world praise Hashem with Yud Kei. That's connected to 14 itim of Tov. They praise Hashem when good things happen. But we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected Vav Kei. The tzaddikim say Yud Kei and Vav Kei, the entire name. What's the entire name? The entire name is both Ra and Tov. Both when Ra and Tov happen, they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's what Chana was saying over here. that Chana was saying that I want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yud-K part, meaning even the time when I didn't have children, even the Vav-K part, not only now that I have a child, but also for the Yud-K part, when I didn't have any children. I want to thank Hashem for all my suffering then. Kisamachti b'yishuasecha, because I was happy with your salvation and not b'yishuasi. And we talked about that earlier. And we should add a Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parashas B'Shalach says that the Shira that Moshe and the Jewish people sang al Hayam wasn't that they were saved from the Mitzrim, but that the Jewish people were the kli through which the honor of God was publicized in the world. Ashira l'Hashem ki ga'oga. I will sing to Hashem. Hashem became great. So she was also happy that Hashem's name became great. That's one Bishua Secha. However, the Yalkut says that the Tzara of the Jewish people is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzara. Imo Anochi B'Tzara. When we're suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's suffering. Simcha L'Yisrael. Simcha L'Fanav. When we're happy, God is happy. Ki Samachti Bishua Secha. I was happy with your salvation. So she wasn't happy that Hashem saved her from her Tzara, but the Tzara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God took himself out of Tzara. Imo Anochi B'Tzara. So along the lines of the Beis Halevi, that when she was saved, so she was really happy that the Shechina was being taken out of its pain. Now the Shechina has Simcha. Continues the Pasuk, Ein Kadosh Kashem, Ki Ein Biltecha, Ve'ein Sur Kelokeinu. Ein Kadosh Kashem. So now she is praising Hashem. That's what you do when you say Shira. Like we say, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu, we give greatness to Hashem. So Ein Kadosh Kashem, Kadosh is one of God's names. And Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari writes, this is Maimar Revi, that Hashem Kadosh Hu Kinui Haromez Al Hayose Eloka Niso Meroma Mihidavik Bo Torah Mitara Enevron. The name of Kadosh is showing that God is above any name. You can't give him any name. He's too high. Vimam Nam Nikra Aloka B'Torim. And if you give him names, if you describe him, so that's only Derech HaShalah. You're just using things. You say he's Gibor, but he's not really Gibor. You're just using it so that you can understand, but he's above any definition. God is above definition. That's Kadosh. And that's what Isaiah says. Chapter 40, verse 25. El mita damuni v'ashvei yomar Kadosh. The Kadosh says, the person who's Nivdal, Kadosh is Nivdal. He's separate from this world, says, who can you compare me to? In Shiras Hayam, it's mashma that Kadosh is a kinui for Hashem that does no roles in the flows, that he changes nature. We say, Micha Mocha Bailim Hashem, Micha Mocha Nedar Bakodesh, Narasi Losa Seifele. So, you see this Kadosh in the context of doing miracles. Other times, Tzakon Mishpat is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, as the Das Mikra points out. Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamikdash, Ve'akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzaka. So you see that Tzaka is connected to Kadosh, so a person wants to be holy. What does it mean to be holy? Holy is giving Tzaka, that's holy. Ki Ein Biltecha, there's nobody else besides you. Ve'ein sur kelokeinu, and there is no rack, meaning God's like a rack because he's very strong. The tzaddikim take refuge in Hashem. He's very, very strong. Like the Radak says, there's nobody strong like God because he's able to change nature. Because I was barren and now I have children. And the Das Mikra suggests that this is what David HaMelech meant when he sang his shir and he says, Chai Hashem, Uvaruch tzuri v'yarum elokei tzur yishi. And it parallels these psukim that we said here. Alatzli bi b'ashem, ramakarni b'ashem, en kadosh kashem, ki en doltecha, netzchei Hashem, vein tzur kelokeinu. So that's baruch tzuri, v'yarum, like she said, ramakarni, elokei yishi, samachti b'shua secha. And there is no God kelokeinu, like our God, like the God of Israel. In Pasuk Aleph, she said, Rachav pi alevai, open my mouth against my enemies, I'm able to laugh because I was so happy with your salvation. And then in Pasuk Beis, we say, in Kadosh Kashem, Kein Boltecha, Vein Tzur Kelokeinu. There's nobody holy like God, there's nobody else, and there is no rack like our God. So the Kli Yakar explains the kasher between these two psukim. That Chana was saying that the great simcha she had was mitzad kavod shamayim. She has a great proof against the enemies of God that God did this nes, even though, as we learn, she was 130 years old. So that's the connection between these two psukim, as the Kli Yakar writes. Ki ata rachav pi aloivai. Now I can open up my mouth against my enemies. Ki yeshli mofes chotech. I have this mofes chotech. I have this great proof that what? Ha'im bas kuflam et shana teleid ba'ofen sherachav pi aloivai. Can ha'im bas kuflam et shana teleid? Can a 130-year-old woman give birth? So therefore, I open up my mouth to my enemies, and I'm so happy. And I'm so happy you're the one who saved me. And it's not because of the Yeshua itself that I have a son. That you saved me. So in other words, that's the connection between two psukim. Now I can look at my enemies, because you saved me, and I can laugh at them, and I can say, look, and Kadosh Hashem, it's God. Look at this great Kiddush Shem Shamayim. This is never about in Judaism. It's never about our ego. It's always about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyom Kol Olam. Everyone's going to say Ein Kadosh Hashem, like Pasuk Beis. Ki Ein Biltecha. There's nobody else but God, as the we say Ein Biltecha. There's no other Metzias other than God. God is the only true reality. And she continues. She said, "Ain't Tzur Kelokeinu, there's no rack like God." So the Gemara says, Rashi brings it, that "Ain't Sayar Kelokeinu, there is no artist like God, because God is Tzar Tzura B'toch Tzura. He takes a goof, he puts an Hashem inside of it. There's nobody like God. God is the greatest Sayar." So the Panovitcher Rav said, "Al Derech Tzachois." Not trying to tell us the pshat in the pasuk or in the Gemara, but as an idea, a thought that who's a great artist? A great artist is the more of an expert the artist is, the more alive it looks, and that's why God is such a great artist. Ain't sur kelokeinu, ain't sayar kelokeinu. God's the greatest artist because He creates this world, and it looks like the world is real. It looks like this is the real world. The physical world is the real world. But it's all a figment of our imagination. The real world is the spiritual world. We're all living in a fantasy world here. We think it's real. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about that. The only reason we have to keep mitzvahs is because it seems to us the world exists. But it doesn't really. The real world is the spiritual world. So that's Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. And one final thought on the pasuk, on the words Ein Kadosh Kashem, the Rinas Yitzchak says we can explain it based on the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bishalach. He says that if the Iker Simcha of a person, and that he's praising Hashem, is because of the only what God did for him, so he's not going to be so happy, because he wishes he didn't have the Tzar in the first place. So why is he so happy? Now that he's happy, he got out of it, he would have preferred not to have the Tzar in the first place. So the simcha is a limited simcha. He can only be as happy as if he never had had the tzar in the first place when he's saved, because it's about his salvation. Now he's free. Now he's out of harm's way. But if you're happy that you're out of harm's way, you can only be as happy as you would have been had you never been in harm's way in the first place. But Shiras Bnei Yisrael Aliyam says the Beis Halevi was because now God's name becomes great. So when the Shira was said, we're happy we had the Sheba. There's a famous question, why do we thank God for taking us out of Egypt? He put us there, don't put us there, don't take us out. A guy comes and he punches you in the nose, Chas v'Shalom, and he breaks your nose, and he says, don't worry about it. I'm a surgeon, and he comes and he fixes your nose. No thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. Machmir nishkin tovis. So what do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? He took us out of Egypt. The answer is we're happy he put us in there, because now afterwards we can have the salvation. So we're happy for the Tzar as well. That's a true happiness. If not for the Sheba, it wouldn't be able to have the Geula. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Odcha Hashem ki ani sani vatihili lishua. I thank you, God, for the Inui. Thank you, God, for the torture, and you were my salvation. Because of the earlier torture, now you can be my salvation. And there's a Kiddushim Shemayim Barabim. So I'm thanking you also for the Tzara, and that's what we have to do. We thank Kadosh Baruch Hu not only for the Yeshua, we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for Tzara. Od Hashem ki anaftabi. I thank you, God, for that you got angry at me. Thank you. I like the Tzara and I like the Yeshua. It's all part of seeing your master plan. And that's also here. Chana said, Ein Kadosh Kashem. She said, there's nobody holy like God. I'm thanking God for the Inui also, like for the Yeshua. Like we said earlier, that the Ikar Simcha of Chana was in the Yeshua of Hashem. So now she's thanking God for everything. Ein Kadosh Kashem, thank you so much, God. There's nobody holy like you. Now there's going to be this great Kiddushim Shemayim. Because I didn't have children, and now I have children. So, B'siyata D'shmaya, sweetest friends, we have finished for now. And we should be Zocha in the Schus of maybe our learning of the Tefillah of Chana today, and also in the future Shiurim, that all of the Akaros should be Nifkad. There are people in Klal Yisrael, Nebuch, who don't have children. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Mezaka them with children, and with many children, and B'simcha, B'tuv Leivav, and healthy children. Healthy in Ruchnias and healthy in Gashmias. And we should be Zelcha. Ein ben David Ba'at sheyichlu kol neshamas shebaguf. There's a certain number of neshamas that have to be born till Mashiach comes. So we've been Zelcha in our door, Baruch Hashem, to many, many families, Bruchot Yeladim, with large numbers of children. And I should be Zelcha, I include myself in the Baruchah. That Hashem should be mezakeh me with many more children, and Hashem should be mezakeh you and your children and your grandchildren, and we should see b'karov bias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu amen v'yamein ki samachti b'shuasecha shalom shalom sweetest friends.